This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, I've hit rock bottom.
Oh. What's wrong?
I'm going to go see a therapist today.
Oh, you are?
Yep.
Oh, what's wrong? What's got you down?
Well, it's been going on for a couple of years now.
No kidding.
That long?
Yeah.
I haven't really noticed.
Well, you can't see it.
You can't?
Unless you go to my house.
Oh. Yeah, I've never been there, so.
No.
What is it?
Well, I get these ads for things.
Oh. Oh, no.
And then I buy them. I can't stop.
There's a lot of people
like
you. Yeah. There's a lot of people like you. It's out there. I mean, there's a lot of people affected by this.
And I'm hoping a therapist could, like, help me, help myself. Because remember, like, last week I bought that Mackinac honey or something?
Yeah.
It's in a box at my front door.
No.
It's just sitting inside my house. I haven't even opened it.
And you probably will never open it.
It's just sitting there. And I haven't. It's supposed to be some amazing honey that's supposed to. And then just now, I bought castor oil.
Why?
Castor oil.
Why?
Because of all its benefits. You're not supposed to ingest it because it'll give you the poops.
How is it pronounced? Is it castor oil or is it castor oil?
How'd you say it?
Castor oil.
Castor.
It's castor oil.
Castor. Castor oil is like oil for your car.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, castor, yeah. I think, is for
castor
your
oil.
I think, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh. Anyway,
I don't know.
It's supposed to do all these. I just saw the ad. The girl's eyelashes are from me to you because you know why?
Why?
She uses this little brush and she dips it in her castor oil.
Yeah.
And she puts it on her eyelashes and it went zing. They grew out to you.
No kidding.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Is that going to be you tomorrow?
Oh my God. Blinkety blink.
Oh my. I'm going to have to dodge. So every time you blink, I got to dodge.
I know.
Here. Whoa. Whoa.
I know.
Almost got me.
And then there's this special artesian water, right?
Okay, this is ridiculous. You were telling me about
it. It's from the volcanoes of Uranus or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
And that, what was the line? It keeps its aquidity from the aquifer.
Yeah, do you even know what that means?
No, I don't. But it's so amazing that it keeps its aquidity from the aquifer or something. I don't know. But it's $56 a bottle.
Oh, my God.
I didn't buy that, but I'm thinking
$56 a bottle?
A bottle.
And it's supposed to be the best water on the planet?
The best water ever. It's never been touched by humans.
Well, it's not even on the planet if it comes from somewhere else.
It's crazy. It's
like Uranus.
But anyway, I didn't buy that. But I did buy the castor oil, and they're saying it's amazing.
I will tell you, though, that the problem you have, a lot of people have, here's what I did yesterday, and this tells you you've got a problem, okay? And it's my wife. It's not me. She orders something every day. I'm standing outside yesterday, and I see the UPS truck down at the park come around the corner. I stayed outside because I knew he would stop. I literally did. Now that I think about it, there was no rhyme or reason for me to stay outside. But when I saw that truck, I thought, I'll just wait because he's going to stop here. Sure enough. Here he comes. Hits the brakes right in front of my house.
What'd you guys get?
Pops out. I have no idea. He goes, here you go. Can you sign for this? I said, yeah. And he gives me the package. I just throw it on the counter. Boom.
Yeah.
But I knew when I saw the truck.
But does she at least open hers?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-mm.
Okay, all right.
There are boxes sitting around, Jamie. There are a couple of boxes in the garage right now.
Yeah.
There are a couple of boxes in the kitchen here. She knows what's in them.
Yeah.
She knows what's in them, but she hasn't opened them.
Because so the other day I was really going through the whole house, like cleaning it out, and I realized how many baseball caps I have, which I, you know, whatever. Because we get up early and I just throw one on. But I was like, oh, I need a way to store these baseball caps. So there's this thing that you can hang over the door or whatever.
Oh, yeah, like an organizer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it organizes all of them. And so I was like, that's a great idea. Still in the box.
Yeah.
Got a hat on my head.
They look so good on your phone.
They do. They look amazing.
Gosh, all that stuff does. Right? Then you get them to your house and it's like, I don't know. I'll get to it.
I've lost the, you know.
I'll get to it, yeah.
Anyway, all right. Well, thank you. Make me at least feel better about myself because Lisa
well,
has
it's not me. It's my wife.
Well, I mean.
She makes you feel better.
She does.
Yeah.
She does, and I appreciate that. So thank you for telling me the truth.
Yeah,
maybe
I'm like
I'll
a
cancel
trained,
my appointment.
I'm like a trained carrier for her,
yeah.
You know?
You really are,
I'm just standing outside. Oh, you'll be here any moment.
I like that you waited because you knew.
I knew. As soon as I saw the truck, I'm like, well, he'll stop here. You wait and see. No use going in.
Somebody said, at least you bring your packages inside. I have three that are still sitting outside. Now, that is really lazy because you're asking for somebody to steal those.
Seriously.
Right?
Porch pirate all day long.
Speaking of which, just wanted to remind you that Amazon is having its Black Friday sales starting the 21st through the 29th.
Wow.
Yeah. My house is going to explode if
so
I buy
that's
more crap.
Next week, right?
And you know what?
That would be a week from today,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's just like, do I need this oil?
Nope.
No, I do not.
Nope.
Blinkety blinkety.
Nope.
And then you're going to forget what it's even for when you open it the box a year from now.
And I don't know why I haven't opened my honey because it's supposed to be amazing.
Yeah.
The lady says
that was going to change your life.
Yeah. Anytime you have inflammation, she just has a spoonful of it and look at her. She can now just run and jump and play. Do we think this is a good idea? I'm not, it's going to sound like I'm judging. Do we think it's a good idea to be an Olympic gold medalist and come back at the age of 40?
Ooh. I don't know. I guess it's how you feel.
Lindsey Vonn has been retired from skiing for 5 years now.
Yeah.
And she's coming out of retirement at the age of 40.
I say go for it.
What is she trying to accomplish? Do we have any idea? I mean, she's not going to go back to the Olympics.
Yeah, she's joining the team.
That's why she's coming back. But it says
you didn't say
she
that.
She doesn't know. I love the quote.
There's no
that
way.
Says. She's like, I don't know how fast I can go, but
she
I want to go
it.
Fast.
She says she's going to rejoin the U.S. ski team.
No.
She announced it this morning, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think she'll make the
she
cut.
She says her knee feels way better after the knee replacement.
Still.
Do you think she's just
think
joining
so.
The team as like maybe a coach?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but wasn't she doing that? I thought she was coaching people a little bit.
I don't know.
Well, it literally says coming out of retirement, so I wouldn't imagine that she's a coach.
Boy, good for her. I mean, I give her props.
Go for it. I mean,
I did watch this whole special about her one time, and she said that she couldn't even walk her dog to the mailbox because her knees were so bone on bone. So she had them both replaced, and so she was hoping that would work. And I guess, according to this article, the double knee replacement worked, and she feels like she can ski again. But you can't ski like your original.
No, you can't.
You know?
No. I have a knee replacement. And there's no way. You can't do what you used to be able to do. She's not going to make the team. She can go for it, but I don't think she can make it.
Anyway, wasn't that weird when she was dating Tiger?
Yeah.
She just didn't seem like she fit with him. You know,
it was an odd combo.
Because she's a bigger girl that's
muscular.
I don't
know. I thought they were a good couple.
You did?
Yeah, both very athletic. I thought they both were a great couple. I thought
Tiger.
And both of them at the top of their game.
Yeah.
You know, he was huge. So was she. I mean, I thought it was a perfect match.
And if he likes doing all that crazy stuff, like you want an athletic girl who can like do the crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah, the crazy stuff, the freaky stuff you're saying. Yeah, I get you, Spadil. Yeah. I know your warped mind.
What just happened?
They just bonded over being creepy.
Yes.
Right? Spadil, I understand.
What
makes sense to me.
Woo, Lordy.
No, I just thought she was too tall for him and too big for him, like too muscular for him.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think
it always seemed off to me.
It did to me because it took away his athleticism, I guess. Like, you don't look at him as muscular or anything like that because she's so muscular. Like, she needed a bigger guy.
Yeah.
You know, somebody bigger and muscular-er-er-y.
They didn't last long.
No.
Yeah.
That's because he liked the freaky stuff.
Yeah.
Well, and she was like, whoa. I'm not doing that.
I think he felt like hookers were cheaper.
Yeah, yeah.
Just pay them and they leave.
Well, right, and you don't have to have a relationship with them.
Yeah. Much cheaper.
Awkward moment here at the studio. I have on this knitted black sweater, And I did not notice that I wore a white brassier until I looked in the mirror.
I noticed. I noticed. I was going to tell you earlier.
I just cannot believe how, like, this is shining through the knit. Yep. It looks so white trash. I can't even believe it.
Have you noticed how I've been just a little bit off today?
Distracted.
No, you know what? I don't believe you. You have a type. And I'm not it. Oh my God, you have such a distinct type.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it is never a blonde. You never talk about blonde girls at all.
I don't.
You saw Sophia
Viagra.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, that one. Whoa, she is.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
52, I think she turned today.
You're like, wow, she's beautiful. Yeah. Then Monica Lewinsky came out.
Oh my gosh.
You're like, oh my, is she a stunner?
Yeah.
She's looking good.
She's a stunner.
She does look good.
Yeah. And I'm like, every time you bring, and your wife is brunette, right?
Brunette. Yep. And that Tulsi Gabbard girl.
Oh, yeah,
that
you love
lady,
her.
She's a very attractive lady.
Well, you said you saw bikini pics of her.
Yeah, they put them out yesterday. Woo, lordy. I mean, yes, I did, Jamie. I saw them yesterday.
Remember how you thought that Schmidl was a hint creepy?
I'm trying to out creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You're a tough one to reach.
She is really hot.
Look at that.
That's a great suit. I like what it does with her boobs.
Yeah, we like it.
I like it a lot.
I'm going to go. All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
No, let's not stop. We're just getting started. Oh, you know what's coming up next?
What?
Assisted living lunch.
Oh, we can't go from boobs to
I got to tell you.
That's a weird transition.
I've already looked at the menu. It could be a little squirty over there today.
Oh, my God.
Could be. I'm just giving you a little tease there.
Lord.
Assisted living lunch next, right here.
BJ and Jamie.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, yeah.
Travel down the road back again.
What's the matter, Jamie?
I hate this.
Oh, it's beautiful. Come on.
And a confidant.
Welcome to Assisted Living Lunch. It's a feature on the program that's really taken off. People love it. I already had requests for it earlier this morning.
You had
7 o'clock.
You had one.
Well, that's a request.
And you know why they're doing it? Because they know I hate it. It's against me.
It's more than the request we hit for tabloid trash today.
That is true. I'll give you that.
All right. So, all right. You know, this started out as lockup lunch because the guy in prison over there on Kipling, he sent us the menu. And so we went through that for the first week and then we were done. But, had a brilliant idea. Why not do assisted living lunch? Because that's pretty interesting, too. Mm-hmm. So the place up there called Arborview, the assisted living facility, I think it's in Arvada. Is that what we
found
out?
Yep, that's what we decided.
All right, Arborview, let me get through today's lunch for you, or today's menu for you. But it is going to be a squirty day up there. And I say that for the people that have relatives or loved ones up there that you're going up to visit today. Just beware when you go, all right? Breakfast we skip over because it's the same thing every day at the assisted living lunch. Mm-hmm. So let's go straight to lunch. Cheese soup.
Well, that'll clog you up. That's good.
Is that good?
Yeah, cheese is a binder.
Yeah, that'll prevent.
Let me mark off your squirty lunch.
Yeah.
That's completely the opposite, right?
Yeah.
All right, we got a cheese soup that we're going to kick off the lunch with. Then they'll throw a side salad down there in front of you, ladies. And
they
always
do a salad.
Yeah. Well, I think that's easy for the old folks.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. You could choke on one of those small tomatoes or something.
Right?
I
mean, it's not very... I always say this. For $6,000 a month, it's not very gourmet.
Yeah, you don't get a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Pork loin with chorizo. Huh. That sounds like that would be a little loose up there, you know? And then you got mashed potatoes and carrots and a big cookie, they call it. Yeah.
Big cookie.
That's lunch.
Wow.
Yeah, got your big cookie. Yeah, I think that it's just what is chorizo?
I don't even know.
It's some type of meat, right?
It's like a sausage.
It's like Mexican sausage.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's going to loosen you up. All right, there you go. That's lunch. Here's dinner for you. Cheese soup is back.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Well, they cook a lot of it, you know. You've noticed the soups all week. They go at lunch, and then they throw it back at you at dinner just in case you didn't get it done.
I feel like like these people are kind of like not getting their money's worth.
Yeah, well.
At all.
Well, that's for them to complain, Jamie, not us. We just go through the menu. All right, you got cheese soup. It's back for dinner. Along with that side salad. Side salad's back too. Pulev. You know, they are cutting some corners.
See?
Here. You know, I am with Jamie on this.
It's expensive to put your mom there.
Yeah, probably $10,000 a month or so. You know?
And your grandma, and all she gets is soup and a salad. And it's not even Olive Garden.
All right, now comes the entree. The entree for dinner tonight is going to be an egg salad sandwich.
Oh, God.
For dinner? Chips.
Yeah, for dinner.
Oh, no. Can you imagine those farts?
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's why they do dinner and not lunch. And they're sleeping.
Well, they try to bring down the stench inside the place with the caramel brownie for a follow-up. So that'll sweeten things up, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
right?
God, this is. Can we stop doing this?
No.
Can
are
we
you
vote
kidding?
On it?
I'm looking ahead.
5-1-0-5-9.
I'm looking ahead to Friday. Whew, wait till you hear tomorrow.
Can tomorrow be the last day?
No.
No. This is making me depressed for when I get older.
I know. Yeah. I know. Me too. Yeah, can we take a...
Let me think about it. Let me think about it. But
let the people speak.
Yeah. Let them decide.
Let the people speak.
Vote yes. Keep it. Keep it, DJ. This is the only feature I got, folks.
Oh, my God.
Please.
Thank you for being a friend.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Travel down the road and back again.
That's all you have to look forward to.
A lot of cheese soup.
Cheese soup and a salad.
Yeah. Woo! We'll be right back.
And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
DJ and Jamie.
This is great, man. I'm looking at the votes here on Textnado at 51059. Assisted living lunch, I think, is here to stay, Jamie.
I don't think so. Worst morning show segment ever. My girlfriend, Taya, even wrote, she's like, could you guys stop?
Well, that's just two.
Yeah.
Do you have more than that? Not more than two.
How
is
about
there?
The F, please stop it?
Well, that's on there?
Yeah. And somebody said, hell yes, I'm peeing myself laughing over this. Please keep doing it.
Yeah, they're probably not listening to us, though. They just text the wrong person.
Didn't you guys say you're the number one morning show? I don't think the number one morning shows do this.
Huh?
Yeah.
Really?
Gonna have to agree with that.
Well, I'm going to go back through the Textnado here. I'm officially requesting a recount. You do that when you put something up for election, don't you? Do recounts?
Recount.
All right, we're going to recount because I feel like we've got a fraudulent vote here. And so I'll have to go back and see if assisted living lunch is going to make the cut or not. I love the feature. But tomorrow, tell all your friends, folks, if you really love the feature, tell all your friends, tomorrow might be the last one.
It might be.
That you really need to tune in at 9:15 tomorrow morning because that might be the old capper for this thing.
I think we're going to have to say goodbye to it.
Yeah,
savor it.
Yeah, try to think of something else if you want a feature, but I don't think this is it.
I'll come up with a good one, though.
I think it's run its course, as they say.
Yeah, I've been trying to think, though. Lock Up Lunch was a big hit. Okay, did really well. Assisted living lunch. Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I've looked over the school lunches. People
we don't need
me.
To do food stuff. What?
Maybe I'll do buffets.
What it's they got at the Golden Corral?
That's not even funny. Or
better
funny.
Yet,
what's
what about
at the Golden Corral today? Yeah, I don't know. It's just funny.
Maybe I'll do convenience store stops.
Oh yeah,
like convenience
store.
Like
the mini tacos.
Yeah, what's on the menu?
Or the taquitos that they're always there.
Yeah, I could do 7-Eleven one day. Circle K
Why
the
are
next?
You guys engaging Maybe
that would have been funny 4 years ago when Ralphie was eating at gas stations all the time.
See, you missed your wow. moment. Your
yeah,
moment
oh, where you shot you down.
What are you, a big market producer or something? Yeah, let me follow your senses here. All right, I'll think of something, I guess.
And then we'll do movie phone.
BJ and Jamie.
I also saw, Jimmy was just telling me about this F1 place.
Well, there's a new F1 arcade bar coming.
Yeah.
I guess the new location in Denver will be the third in the country. It'll be 15,000 square feet with 69 full motion Formula One racing simulators that you can get behind the wheel of after you have a cocktail. So that seems odd.
That is odd. Yeah, that's
Well, at least it's not a real car.
That's true.
Okay,
yeah, that's true.
So we're okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I also saw where they're doing a basketball place, a lot like Top Golf.
I saw that
did
too.
Did you see that?
I did. Yeah.
That looks interesting.
That
I wonder
does.
If that's going to work.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how that. What
like,
do you do?
It's kind of laid out like a bowling alley.
Yeah.
And they have basketball goals. And I guess you're just taking on each other in shots.
So it's like Papa Shot?
Kinda, only for
almost
real
like
deal.
Horse.
What?
Kind of like horse, the game horse. Remember when you take shots?
No, like I have the I have Papa Shot in my basement. It's like you know, with the net and the
point.
Yeah, points. Yeah,
yeah. It's points. It's
yeah,
horses. Well, you could play horse, I guess, on whatever with this other
but
place.
Horse,
but
you
I
have
saw
to,
it.
No, but horse, you have to move, like right.
Yeah,
remember?
Move around, call
you
your shot.
Yeah. Did you see the video?
I did
of
not.
This place.
No.
Well, it's lined up like you'll have your area. So you could move around in it.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's a regulation basketball.
Oh, okay. So you get like a half court or something?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and then they have different stages that go all the way around the building.
That's interesting.
It's called Hoop World or something like that.
Oh, no. Jump Shot Live.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Close to Hoop World.
Yeah. So I was a little bit off. It's not Hoop World. I'll start my own. Yeah. Hoop World. BJ's Hoop World.
It's the competitor.
All right, enough of the nonsense, folks.
Oh,
we have to go.
God,
we
yeah,
got to go.
We
got to finish up a Thursday. We'll be back here tomorrow, Friday. And everybody have a great day today. See you then. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.